Alrighty. First, can you just tell me a little bit about this gas plant coming to Napanee?
Well, I got a call from the Minister of Energy about, I don't know how long ago it is now, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, pretty near, I guess.
Okay.
And they had made a purchase from Ontario Hydro Lennox Generating Station, and that they were going to put the gas plant in our municipality.
Excellent. So, what's the local reaction from citizens so far, so from what you can gauge?
Well, from what I can gauge, of course, it certainly adds jobs to our community through construction, and then approximately 23 to 25 jobs, full-time jobs afterwards. And so our community was, I'm going to say, in most part receptive. There were some close neighbors to the plant that had some concerns, but in general, most people were in favor of it.
Excellent. I heard or I read somewhere that TransCanada is doing something along the lines of they had a committee that helped pick out color scheming or something like that. Could you touch on that a bit?
Well, they started up a community or a liaison committee with community members along with I think a neighbor or two, and then some other members, and then a council member to try to make it so that there was trees planted in the right location and things like that, color schemes, and trying to, they tried to engage the community wherever they could.
Excellent. You touched on jobs earlier, that there's going to be added jobs to the local area. So what do you think, like, the short-term or long-term effect, like, on the economy locally in Napanee would be from this gas plant coming?
Well, I do know right now there's approximately around 300 people working at the gas plant through construction. I understand it could go to 500 once they get into the structural part of it. So that certainly is good for our area, not just our municipality, but the local area, Belleville, Kingston, wherever it may be. And then, of course, we're certainly happy about the assessment that is brought to our municipality through the gas plant. And so it certainly has a great effect on economy in the municipality.
Excellent. You touched on EA, the environmental assessment earlier. So did TransCanada had to complete an environmental assessment at some point to go ahead with this project, like a year or two ago or something?
Oh, yes, they had to go through environmental assessments and all those types of things to get approval, yes.
Okay. Have they been having, like, any meetings with citizens, like engagement or anything like that?
Well, through the liaison committee, like I said before, they're trying to get the community involved, yes.
Okay. Do you know if they have been involving the Aboriginal community at all?
Well, I do believe it did at first, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything else, like, you would like to add or any other piece of information I may not have?
Well, I would say that TransCanada has been a great company to work with. They certainly have been more than honest with the municipality of what they're doing and what they're going to do. Got all their documents into the building department when they should have, so they've been a good company to work with.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.